up. We have two more coaches on the men's side and two more programs on the men's side. And then coming up a little after 1 o'clock, our women's basketball media day and teleconference will begin. There will also be a show for women's basketball on the field of 68, like the one that all of our men's coaches are coming from, and then get 10 more minutes of questions from us. So we appreciate Brian Earle in his first year with the tribe joining us along with Caleb Dorsey this afternoon. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
So, Coach Earle, I want to start with you and just, coming in year one to this William and Mary program, how much are you able to take from your time at Cornell and bring it to this program? And then how much is focused on the returners you have?
Well, thanks for having me. And I think each season, every situation is new. Every year that you're there, we retain some guys who are really, really high character people, and that's all you're ever trying to bring into a program. And so, I sort of look at each year, even at my time at Princeton and at Cornell, as its own unique new thing. So for me, it's not a massive shift because you're dealing with people like Caleb and Gabe and Chase and Noah and Mateus and Miles, who are starting at a place where they're about the team. They want the best for everybody. They want the best for themselves. They want the best for the coaching staff. And when you start with that, I think you can do great things. And so that's how we did it at Cornell, and that's how we're doing it here. And it's been pretty smooth to this point.
A question here from Marty O'Brien is having a little bit of technical difficulty this morning. Wanted to ask both of you just kind of how everyone is adapting in the summer to your style of play, and especially on the offensive end. And that's for both of you. Coach or Caleb, I don't know if you want to start with that.
Yeah, I can start with this one. I think for me personally, I've really enjoyed this new style of play because I think it allows for more creativity and just like making basketball reads. Pretty simple style of basketball, just common sense plays pretty much. Just play fast, shoot the ball, and just make the right decision. So, I mean, I think everyone's adapting to that pretty well and just trying to make sure that we're doing the right thing at the right times and it's been pretty fun so far.
Yeah, from my perspective, it has gone well. I think we don't talk about having a lot of fun, excitement, joy, but I think the guys have enjoyed playing. We tend to play a lot of games, and there's some natural competitiveness and trash talking and all those things that you enjoy about the game. And I think these guys have really bought into that.
Question from David Johnson.
For both of you, actually, obviously, Brian, you like having a deep roster, using a lot of players up and down the floor and so forth. You brought in 9 new people, including in addition to what you have. How fit is this roster now? Do you feel for the style you like to run? And Caleb, do you see that? You touched on that a little earlier, but did you see that coming along in practice with each step?
You go first, Coach.
Well, I think I'm not sure I look at it as these guys fitting into what we do. It's more sort of finding a way to use their skill sets and sort of molding how we do it. For the most part, we enjoy playing fast and taking, I think, good shots is probably not fast shots or a ton of threes. It's just whatever we can get, we'll try to take. But I very much look at the person like Caleb and see his versatility on offense and how he competes on defense, and we try to tweak some things to fit that. And so the guys have done a really good job of understanding strengths and weaknesses of themselves and each other, and sort of fitting that all together. So I don't pretend like I'm bringing what happened at Cornell here. These are different guys. It rhymes with what we did, but we want to make sure that we're doing what's best for each guy.
Brian.
Oh, sorry.
No, Brian Mull. Yep.
Brian, good morning. And when we spoke this summer, you were certainly focused on getting some of your offensive principles installed. And you said the defense might be a little bit of a work in progress. I was wondering if you could give me an update on kind of how you are developing on that end of the floor.
Yeah, I mean, we very similar to offense. I think we'll try a few different things, but there's a good base with the guys who were here working together with the new guys to understand how we want to play. And so it's coming along at the same pace. We'll throw a little bit of different looks at people, maybe press from time to time. And that takes a little bit of learning. But again, when you're out there playing and they're competitive, most of that works itself out. So I think offense and defense, we're not strictly an offensive team. We're working on the defensive side as well. And you know, Caleb can speak to that a little bit as well.
I don't know what you want me to say to
Don't
that.
give away any secrets. You
Kind of
know.
put me on the spot there. I mean, as Coach said, I mean, we've focused a lot on the offensive system just from the summer because I feel like that piece is going to be really important since it's much different from how we played last year. But I mean, defensively, a lot of it is just communication is going to be is always the biggest piece. I mean, as long as we're talking and reacting to what everyone else is doing, then I think we can figure out what we need to do to get stops. So, I mean, we have a good base in place, as was already mentioned, and it's just we're going to keep developing it from there. So,
David.
Yeah, Brian, you have a connection with some of the newcomers you brought in, obviously, Keith being one, but also you have a connection with Chase from before when you were recruiting him. If you would talk about what you liked about him then and what how different is he now and how much has he progressed in that time, do you feel, and as a pretty all-around player?
Yeah, Chase is someone we were hoping to would come to Cornell years ago, and he was a little under recruited, and in general at Cornell we would try to not let other people know who we thought was good, and we thought he was pretty good. One of the more attractive parts of his background was they won a lot at his high school, and they did things the right way. You could tell that they played for each other and he was tough. And so all those things were something that we wanted to have at Cornell when he was there. And then, you know, from a distance, I was sort of keeping track of what he was doing at William and Mary, and was happy that I would get a chance to work with him here. And so all those things that we thought we saw when we were recruiting him at Cornell you know, shown itself to be pretty true here at William & Mary as he's a rising junior.
Thank you.
Brian Mull.
Yeah, Caleb, just your thoughts on the new offensive scheme. And it seems like, you know, from watching Coach Earl's teams in the past, it's a fun system for a player. What's been the key to kind of adapting to this style of play?
Well, first off, just being in shape to be able to get up and down the floor. I feel like we played a much slower pace last year. So the biggest adaptation for me has just been being able to play fast and everything kind of follows suit after just being able to get up and down the floor. And then everything else from there is really just read and react and just make the right reads. So it's been, I mean, it's a simple transition, but I think a major one. And I think that we would be pretty fun to watch this year just with that change.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Coach Earl or Caleb? All right. Thank you guys. Good luck in the upcoming season. We're looking forward to seeing you out there.